Can a robot help seniors stay upright when friends are staying distant because of COVID-19? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Ashley Lytle, assistant professor at the Stevens Institute of Technology, looks into this question.
The coronavirus pandemic has had a major effect on everyone of all ages, but it clearly has had a disproportionate effect on the health of older adults. In the blink of an eye, efforts to contain the virus halted daily routines, social interactions, and physical activity, which is particularly crucial for older adults in maintaining their balance and decreasing the chance of a dangerous fall. To help older adults stay active and independent, I, along with fellow researchers Yi Guo and Damiano Zanotto from Stevens Institute of Technology, and Ashwini Rao from Columbia University Medical Center, have developed a mobile robot companion with wearable in-shoe sensors to help older adults maintain the balance and motion they need to stay healthy. Using some of the newest mechanical and robotic technologies, our mobile robots are designed to lead walking sessions and monitor a user's gait using the in-shoe sensors. Once a balance issue is identified, the system can adjust the exercise speed and pace to ensure the user maintains their balance. The robot companion will also offer teleconferencing tools to help older adults connect socially with family and friends, which is crucial for preventing loneliness and isolation. The system can successfully evaluate whether the person following the robot is walking normally or is at risk of falling, and despite the pandemic, we're continuing to work on further enhancements. This is the first time we are combining wearable sensing technology with mobile robotics, and it is a powerful example of how we are making a difference in people's lives.
That was Ashley Lytle of the Stevens Institute of Technology. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.